You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm going to tell you about the town that I live in. I'm going to talk a bit about the town, and then I'll look at the most important vocabulary you can use to describe where you live. I live in a small town. It's an old town called Ludlow. Ludlow has a population of just over 10,000. There are a few primary schools and one secondary school. There's a leisure centre with a swimming pool and gym and a golf course and quite a famous race course. There's a little cinema that shows less mainstream movies. A small theatre where you can see travelling productions, and a good selection of pubs and restaurants. Despite its small size and lack of facilities, Ludlow is a famous place. It's famous because it's old. Wikipedia says there was a town here before 1138. I'm not sure what happened in 1138, but in any rate, it's an old town. There's a castle, which has bits that date back to the 11th century, and loads of buildings from the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries. There's a clothes shop in the middle of town that's in a building that was built in 1404, and a pub that's from around the same time. It's quite nice to think that you can buy a shirt or a belt, and then go for a drink, just as medieval people were doing 500 years ago. Ludlow has a market square where you can buy fruit and veg and other foods in the week. At the weekend, it's an antique market. There are some good restaurants in Ludlow. The town used to have a very good reputation for food with two Michelin-starred restaurants, but they've both closed down now. The food in Ludlow is traditionally British. It's good food, but there's not the variety of food that you can find in any larger town or city in the UK. Ludlow is a quiet place, and lots of people come here to retire. In the centre of the town, you'll see loads of older retired people. There's a group of bikers that like to park their bikes next to the market square, right in front of the castle. There are some lovely bikes, modern sports bikes and Harley Davidsons, and some older classic bikes like Triumphs and Nortons. The first time I saw these guys, I was surprised when they took off their motorbike helmets and all had white hair. One of the main reasons I wanted to move here is it's a very safe place with a slow pace of life. It's an ideal place to raise a family. my sons go to a lovely little primary school in the town. However, there aren't that many people, so there's a lot of gossip, and everyone knows what everyone else is doing. There's not a lot of industry in and around Ludlow. It's a farming town, and the most important people are the big farmers who own large tracts of land around Ludlow. I've never known this sort of community, and was surprised to see schoolgirls dressed up for their school prom being chauffeured to the school dance in tractors. The countryside around the town is beautiful. There are some great spots to go out for a walk or a ride and to get into the country. Now, in the autumn, it's wonderful to be able to go for a walk in the woods and see the leaves turn from green to brown. Now it's time to look at some language. I'm going to start with some very easy language you can use to talk about the different things you can find in a town. As all of these are simple nouns, I'll fire through them quickly. In Ludlow, there is a theatre. This is a building with a stage and rows of seats for an audience. You can see a concert or a play in a theatre. A cinema is similar to a theatre, only instead of a stage, there's a large screen where people can watch films. The next phrase is a bit strange. A leisure centre is a building with a swimming pool and a sports hall, maybe some squash courts or a gym. It's a place to do sport. I think they always have a swimming pool. A race course is a place you can go to watch a horse race. Ludlow Golf Course, a place where you can play golf, is in the middle of the race course. On race days, when the races are running, I think people have to stop playing golf.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In some towns, you also have a driving range where people go to practice driving, which doesn't mean controlling a car. It just means hitting a golf ball as far as you can. There are a few primary schools and one secondary school. A primary school is for children aged between 4 and 11, and a secondary school is for children from 11 to 18. In the UK, you can leave school at 16, and there are lots of colleges for children aged from 16 to 18. Pub is short for public house. This is a building with a bar where alcoholic drinks are sold. Pubs also sell non-alcoholic drinks, and they nearly all sell food as well, so technically they're also restaurants. But if someone invites you to the pub, it will be to have a drink. I'm now going to talk about some of the more advanced vocabulary I used. The population of a town is all the people that live in the town. Most of the time, when people talk about the population of a place, they're talking about the number of people who live there. The population of Ludlow is just over 10,000. I used to live in Cairo and Jakarta, which each have a population of over 9 million. You can use population to talk about a specific type of people, so Manchester has a large South Asian population. Facilities are the places and amenities that you can find in a place. So if you go to a 5-star hotel, the facilities will include a restaurant, a bar, a swimming pool, a gym. The facilities in a town are all the things you can do and places you can go. There are more facilities in a big city than in a small town. I said that parts of the castle were built in the 11th century. This is something that really confused me as a child, because the number in the year that indicates the century is always one lower than the ordinal number of the century. I'm guessing this is probably the same in other languages, but just in case it's not, if something was built in the 11th century, it was built between the year 1000 and 1099, or 1099. The 16th century was between 1500 and 1599, and we are living in the 21st century. The medieval period was between the 5th and 15th centuries. Lots of buildings were built in Ludlow, and the town layout was established in the medieval period. I said that one of the good things about Ludlow was that it was safe and has a slow pace of life. Pace is similar to speed or rate of progress or change. Cities, especially London in the UK, have a much faster pace of life where people are always rushing around and have deadlines to meet and no time to waste. Ludlow is not like that. People here are not in a hurry and services are much more relaxed. Lots of people come to Ludlow to retire. To retire in this sense means to stop working at the end of your career because you're old. Some people get to retire early if they've made loads of money. Professional athletes retire from their sports when they can no longer compete, but this is not the same as retire from working altogether. One thing I miss from living in a city is the variety of food available. If you say that something has a variety, you're saying that there are lots of different things or that things are changing. If you're on a diet, it's important to think about variety, or you'll get bored and it will be difficult to stick to your diet. The last word I want to talk about today is community. This means the people who live in a particular area who are connected and share some common tastes or interests or activity. Community is generally regarded as a good thing because when people live in groups where they have the same interests or at least regularly talk and interact with each other, they can help each other. I used to live in a place called Salford Quays in Manchester, which had fantastic facilities and an amazing variety of restaurants all within walking distance, but there was no community and nobody spoke to their neighbours or looked out for one another. So there you have some information about the town I live in and loads of vocabulary you can use to talk about the places you live. I'll put an activity on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and some discussion questions for you to get involved with in the comments section. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.